3 years of our lives in this land, and we see him on the cross, and that's the end.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will come into him or her and sup with him, and he or she with me. Really, that's what this is all about. Jesus is present here at this table. He's with us all. By and through his Spirit, he's come to sup with us and have a meal with us. And this simple, simple breaking of the bread. At that wonderful time when Jesus broke this bread, their eyes were opened and they understood that Jesus was alive and is alive in you. I'm going to just break this bread and give it to John and Keith, and then I'm going to ask the musicians to come and receive the bread and the wine, and then I'm going to ask all of you to come and receive too. Now, if you don't feel that you want to get up from your seats, I'll come to you. So don't worry. It's entirely up to you. And if also, when you receive the bread and the wine, you want to go back and just take it to yourself and just share it with the Lord, then you can do that. Just take it and go back to your seat and share it, share with the Lord your heart and your feelings at this time. So, Lord, we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you that you allowed yourself to be broken on that tree. That you came so that we might have life You came. You came not only to die, but to live again, to live eternally, so that we might live eternally with you. We want to thank you for that, Lord. And in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we want to remember all that you have done for us. Amen.
Amen.
So I make this body, which is the body we remember, in which we remember that Jesus died for us. Body of Christ.
Amen.
Lovely, wonderful Saviour, and he wants to present himself in you all the time. So just a minute or two more and then we'll move on. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for your playing. Very, very important part of the worship. I want to take you back just a few steps on that Emmaus road, just to perhaps get a little bit of a better insight. Can we take the boom out of it a little bit? A little better insight into what was happening, and maybe to learn something from it. I don't know whether you realise these two friends were deeply hurting inside. They had hope that the Lord Jesus would be the Redeemer of the world. And although they'd been told, they still didn't believe. I was looking up the word believe the other day in John's Gospel, and believe or believes or believed is mentioned 84 times or more. And it's so important that we believe. They had lost a friend. They had lost a teacher, a man whom they deeply loved and thought would be the Redeemer, and thought they would walk with him forever on this earth. But he disappeared from their sight. But when he drew near to them, something happened. Something happened in their lives. I love the old version of it, of what it said. Jesus himself drew near. But so deep was their hurt at that time that they saw him only as a stranger and a visitor to Jerusalem. But I want to say this. Jesus doesn't jump in and say, "Don't you understand?" But lets them talk through their hurts. He listens. And sometimes that's so important in our lives when we meet up with somebody that's deeply hurt. We listen. We listen through their hurts. And then hopefully they turn also to Jesus in their hurt and ask him to help them. I want to say this, don't bury your hurts. If you bury your hurts, they will surely come up later on. And I think we all tend to do this from time to time, because we're all hurt in one way or another. But at the same time, don't bury your hurts. Talk to them, talk through them with a friend. And you'll be amazed at the change it can make. So we come now to the point in the lives of these two disciples. They've heard the scriptures explained to them. Probably they weren't as familiar as we are, even, with the scripture. They didn't have the Bible. They had parts of the Old Testament. They didn't have as much as we know. And I guess most of us know something about Isaiah 53. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was laid on him, and by his wounds we are healed. By his wounds we are healed. Then again in Psalm 16, where it says prophetically, therefore my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, and my body will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see corruption. Again in Psalm 22, it says, they have pierced my hands and feet, they divide my garments among them. Then suddenly it all becomes clear. As they see Jesus break the bread before them, their eyes are opened to see him. The light of his life breaks through to them, and oh, the joy that comes from this lovely line, they say as their eyes were opened to the Lord, did not our hearts burn within us? As we talked with him and he opened the scriptures to us, did not our hearts burn within us? I don't know whether your heart ever burns within you when you read the scripture. It does me sometimes. I get so excited I don't know what to do with myself. My heart literally burns that some revelation has come, and I just feel so happy that I've learned a little more of what the Lord is trying to teach me. They knew at that moment in time that he was alive. Isn't that so exciting, not only for them, but for us? We know that he is alive. And even though he disappeared from their sight, such a sense of his presence filled them so much that they couldn't wait a moment longer. And I can see them running back along that road as fast as their legs would carry them, even though John had a gammy leg. they would have got back to Jerusalem as quick as they could, because they really wanted to see the Lord. And when they got there, all of them knew, and they told their story, and the others told their story. And of course, Jesus came and met them there as well. So they really knew, because Jesus appeared to so many people during that time. It's amazing how many people he did appear to. So we cannot, and nobody can say it didn't happen, because it did. And I'm pleased that it did. And can we say this? As Job said in Job 19:25, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. I will see him with my own eyes and not another. Oh, how my heart yearns for him. And with this question, there's need for an answer from each of us. Do we know him as he is? Are we walking with him today? If not, why not? Because in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2 it says, today is the day of salvation. So if you've never trusted in him as your Lord and your Saviour, today is the day of salvation. Then a second question came to my mind. Am I doing what he wants me to do? Has he first place in my life every day? And a little poem came to me, which you know very well, I'm sure. Day by day, three things I pray: to love thee more dearly, to see thee more clearly, and to follow thee more nearly, day by day. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? Have you given your life to him? If not, why not? Today's the day. Is he asking that you follow him into the waters of baptism? What is stopping you? You're never too old or frail or weak to go into the waters of baptism. I've baptized people of over 90 years of age, and it has been a great privilege for me to do it. So if you're not sure, talk to somebody, talk to one of the elders, or talk to Dennis, and we can reassure you that baptism is not difficult. It's just a step of faith and a step of showing the whole congregation that you love your Lord, and who knows what might result as a result of doing it, because I've seen whole families come to the Lord as a result of one baptism. He may want you to serve him in some particular way. Just say, Lord, here I am. Please use me for your glory. And I can assure you he will. I'm going to leave you with these few words, another scripture. God so loved us. God loved us so much that he gave his son so that we might have eternal life with him. And I, for one, long for that day. Do you?